Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Jack.
How's it going?
Hey, this is like awesome that it works.
It does work.
You see us live everywhere now?
I do see us live everywhere. It's very exciting.
Well, you know, if you're seeing this, you have found the Geek Spot. It doesn't get old. I love it.
It's good.
But, you know, welcome, everyone. To the what is it, episode 3? I'm not going to get this wrong yet.
That's good. Yeah, we're not in the time to get things wrong yet.
No, we're not.
As far as that all goes.
How many episodes was the last one that I said? It was what, like
76 for like 2 months.
Yeah, that's what happens. I can't find the show on the webpage. Not webpage. We don't have a webpage yet. On the Facebook page. Did you share that?
I did.
Oh, good. Then I can grab it that way.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, that's where I found it on the Geek Spot.
You found the Geek Spot?
Apparently, you're having some trouble finding the Geek Spot, Frank.
It's a problem that I seem to have a lot.
Yeah.
That's my life, though. So, welcome, everyone, and Jack. How was your week?
I was pretty slow. I mean, you know, enjoying the snow today. My kids are finally old enough that I can send them out to shovel. They did it on their own this morning, which was cool.
Isn't that awesome?
We had to work. But that's about it. Watch some more Batwoman, you know, seeing where that's going.
I can say I have not watched any Batwoman.
You're not missing much. She got a new costume.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How is that?
It feels very like a poor man's Gotham.
All
the stuff that you were like, wow, this is cool on Gotham. It's got that, but just really poorly done.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because now they're traveling overseas to see Sophia, and Kate's alive.
Yeah, so I read that. yes, something new with the audio. Is there something wrong with the audio, Brett? I'm trying something different. Jack loves when I do that. When I just kind of...
I do. You just start doing... different.
Yeah,
it's great.
I don't like that. Oh, that's better.
Hey, look at that.
Yes, we're not as up and in your faces. But go ahead. You were saying about the snow?
No, I was talking about Batwoman at that point. You'd stop listening to me after I stopped talking about the snow, I think. So yeah, she has her hair curly now in the bat suit. She's got red batarangs because she wasted all the black ones and couldn't make new ones. And Mary's still in charge and financing everything now because she's a billionaire.
How is she a billionaire again? Exactly.
Because she sold her shares in Hamilton after her mother died.
Smart girl.
So now she's financing everything and hiring Ryan to her bar. It's really exciting stuff. I don't know why I continue to hate watch it, but I do.
You're at the hate watch stage of the show, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm playing with audio.
I keep thinking it's going to get better, and I keep being sorely disappointed.
What if? Now stay with me for a minute here.
Yeah.
What if one of the canaries shows up in episode 4?
Which canary?
Oh, Mia Smoke.
She's not a canary. She's also 1 year old.
I don't think. Okay. So we're married, apparently, according to our chatter. Here. We'll pop that one up. Look at that. That's Danny. Hi, Danny.
Oh, hi, Danny. Look at
that. I tuned out the Batwoman. It's
the closest Danny's ever paid attention to a show.
Oh, no. I'm not enjoying the snow like I normally do, though, because I have to work from home. So it's like,
you know? Yeah, I know that feeling. That's how we're at now.
I'm not getting a day off. It's just like, it's snowing now. Yay.
Yeah, they were nice. My kids got the day off of school. So, and tomorrow.
Yeah, no.
They don't have to virtual school.
No. Well, that's good, I guess.
So how about you, Frank? What have you been up to?
Watched some wrestling last night.
Ooh.
Went to see some music, live music on Friday night. Friday night was live music. Went to see the Giuliano Brothers. Plus two.
Very nice.
For those of us that are local. Yeah, Ray and Brad. Remember Brad?
I know Brad. I know Brad very well.
Both of them filled in. Apparently, their brother's doing better. He's able to eat now, which is good news.
It's great. I've been seeing updates.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was very good. It was a fun little night. Yeah, and then watched a little wrestling last night and enjoyed the Royal Rumble. It was actually pretty entertaining.
Nice. Anything exciting in the world of wrestling? I don't keep up.
Yeah, I'll spoil it. I mean, you know, Edge won. Edge came in at number one and won the whole Royal Rumble. There were some other pretty decent matches.
Didn't Edge used to be somebody else?
No.
Okay.
He's always the rated R superstar, but then he neck injury and he retired to never wrestle again until he found a new way of rehab and it actually made him stronger. And he came back all ripped at WrestleMania, I think it was a year ago, and then tore triceps and it was out for a year and just came back again. That's okay. Wrestlers do.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Yeah. You should jump into it. Wrestling's fun.
If it's not Miss Elizabeth and
whoa,
Macho Man, I got nothing.
Well, I did say to Ray last night that I had hoped that they would hologram Macho Man into the Rumble. That would be cool.
That would have been great. I would have watched the replay for that.
All right. Here's some stuff that we got for everybody. Have you heard of this company called GameStop?
A little bit. I wish I had paid more attention to them on my Robinhood app a few months ago.
Yeah. Well, apparently, there's a GameStop stock movie already on the way. MGM is buying the film rights to a book proposal exploring the ongoing Reddit Wall Street Bets controversy, according to Deadline. The Anti-Social Network is a book proposal from author Ben Mezrich. People attached to produce are Aaron Ryder, who produced The Prestige and Arrival, and the Winklevoss twins. Because why not?
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
Right.
This is right up there. I mean, they were Bitcoin guys, aren't they?
They're
Facebook heavy into
too.
That stuff. No, were... I know, but I feel like they were also one of the ones that started the Bitcoin thing.
Maybe. I'm not as familiar with that, but the GameStop thing is it's causing a lot of headaches for some people out there.
It's crazy, man. I don't know if you saw The Big Short,
yep.
or read about kind of the breakdown of how it actually works, but it's
yes,
you know, the one company had to take a $3 billion loan, the one hedge fund.
Yeah, and I believe one of the new owner of the New York Mets had to bail out one of the hedge fund companies, and then
sounds right.
Then got really attacked on Twitter and deleted his social media.
Oh, we've all thought about that before.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. I mean, it's not surprising that a movie's coming out, or at least a book. They bought the film rights to a book proposal, so it's not even a book yet.
Right. Well, the story's not done.
No. It's still going.
Right.
The Matrix 4 revealed its title.
Ooh.
Yes.
Reloaded.
Resurrection.
Oh, all right.
Resurrections. So. That is leading to rampant speculation that, shocker, Neo will be resurrected.
Did people think Keanu was playing somebody else?
I don't know. I don't know. But
I guess so. That explains why Gina Torres isn't the star, even though she was upset about that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, she was really, really like hating on it.
Maybe she's not going to be in the Firefly reboot either. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Oh, why? That's. Gotta put that on my. Let me put that
don't,
on my
don't,
list.
Don't. No? Nope, you're lying.
There's no list. It is. It's. I can't pick it up though because it's under stuff on my desk.
Yeah,
it's
right
under. Wayne's World is coming back for a Super Bowl ad.
I saw the sneak peek.
That should be. I don't know why.
They, dude. Dana Carvey looks the same with the wig.
But so like. Budweiser pulled out and a couple other places pulled out. A couple other sponsors pulled out. So, I mean, we could have done a spot.
Well, so they pulled out, but they're still spending the money.
They're just going to donate it to, like,
right. JJ just popped up in the chat. What's up, JJ?
Hey, that's the most I've heard JJ talk on the show in a while.
Jeez. All right, well, one shot deserves another, I guess, there.
Yeah.
yeah, I saw that. But I was watching Saturday Night Live, and I saw the sneak peek of guys. They did a little clip during Saturday Night Live.
Was it any good with Mr. Fantastic? I mean, John Krasinski?
No. The writing's really very hit or miss on that show.
Oh.
And you got Machine Gun Kelly doing, or MGK, whatever he is this week.
I don't know. I did read something that he tripped on stage and almost fell.
Oh, no, that was at the end. At the end of the show, he tried to pick up Pete Davidson,
oh,
who then fell on top of him and knocked him over onto his ass.
Nice.
And they just fell off screen.
You think Pete Davidson was drunk at that point?
No. He's actually looks pretty clean anymore.
Oh, really? Oh.
He's staying at home with his mom. He hasn't left the house other than to go to SNL in like a year and a half.
Gotcha. Mo Maribel, who has worked on shows like Woke and Veep, he's going to direct the reboot of the 1980s classic comedy Three Men and a Baby for Disney Plus. So the original movie was directed by, ties into the nerd stuff,
Ivan Reitman.
No, Leonard Nimoy. Mr. Spock.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. And if you recall, it starred at the time hunks Tom Selleck,
yeah,
Ted Danson, and that Steve Guttenberg.
Everybody loves Steve Guttenberg.
Yes.
He was just on the Goldbergs this week.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
How's he looking?
Better on the Goldbergs than he did on, what's the other show that he's been on? The golf show.
Oh, yeah.
The miniature golf show.
There's a miniature golf show?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. Rob Riggle's one of the announcers, along with Joe Travi, whatever, who's doing Monday Night Football for a while.
Gotcha.
They're amazing. Rob Riggle's hilarious. He's the color guy.
See?
But Steve Guttenberg and Greg Louganis were on there as judges for a diving competition they had during the show.
Oh. Now, see, look, Ted Danson is a silver fox.
He's got a new show. He's on Mr. Mayor.
He is. I hear that's really funny, actually.
I watched him on The Good Place, which was fantastic.
It was a show I was told I would watch.
Holy moly. That's what it is.
Yes. Holy moly.
Thanks, JJ.
Three Men and a Baby grossed over $100 million in 1987, spawned a sequel, Three Men and a Little Lady.
Yeah.
The only person attached to the movie, the reboot right now, is Zac Efron, who also is a hunk.
Oh, so who do you go? Who do you go as the other two then?
Based on today?
So based on Zac Efron age?
The Rock?
No. I mean, do you go Zac Efron, Kevin Hart, and The Rock?
No, because Kevin Hart is starring in the Borderlands movie, so he's all busy.
Rock is starring in every other movie.
That's true.
So
that actually would be a really good threesome of people.
It could be.
I
don't know any other actors in that age group, so
I can't off the top of my head think, but if someone pops it up in the chat as we go along, I'll totally circle back to that.
Who do you guys think should be in that with that?
Yeah. Anybody?
Let us know.
Besides Stop, I don't know who Stop is, but JJ just keeps saying Stop. We're rebooting everything, dude. Jason Sudeikis. That's actually not a bad act. That's not actually bad.
No, it's a good one. So Zac Efron, Jason. He's a little old to go with Zac Efron, but I guess we could go.
Oh, there you go.
Multi-generational.
There you go. How about a Seth Rogen?
There you go, Boz. All right.
I like that.
See, I would take that, like the Seth Rogen, James Franco, and
what about a Jason Bateman
and Jonah Juggernaut or whatever his name is now, Jonah Mountain.
With that Jonah.
Did you see that? So no. Jonah Hill is he's ripped now.
Oh,
and good. He's huge. So now I saw a meme the other day that he's now evolved to Jonah Mountain, his final form.
That's pretty funny. I know that you've probably been wondering which Quentin Tarantino movie has the highest kill count. And I know
Kill
all
Bill
of
two.
Our, I actually know all of our, what? So Tarantino has done 9 movies, right? But right. The Kill Bill movies count as one.
Right.
Okay. So of his nine movies, then the one movie that it has the highest kill count by far over any other movie that he's done, Inglourious Basterds. So when they count deaths in a Quentin Tarantino movie, if they die off screen, they count.
Okay.
The movie count. So Inglourious Basterds had 396 deaths.
I felt like that one scene in Kill Bill had 396 deaths.
Well, Django had 64.
Okay.
Kill Bill Volume 1 had 62.
Okay.
Hateful Eight had 20. Kill Bill 2 had 13. Reservoir Dogs had 11. Pulp Fiction 7. And Death Proof had 6. And Jackie Brown and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood had just 4.
Okay.
Right. World War II, that I get that, JJ. That makes sense since it was filmed in World War II or during that era, not filmed in it, actually. Here's something for you. Fear the Walking Dead, season 6, part 2.
Yeah.
Apparently is going to be full of heartbreak and revelations.
I have no doubt. The show is awesome.
Yep.
The new Walking Dead stuff looks pretty awesome that they're doing too. So they're going to finally get in a lot of backstories and do like an anthology tag onto this season. So we're going to get Negan's backstory and you're going to get to meet Lucille.
Ooh.
Finally, I know you don't watch, but Lucille's Lucille? Is bad. Yeah, that was
his wife. I know who Lucille, I know what it is.
Yeah, Lucille was his wife before the apocalypse. So we're going to get to meet her and they're doing some other stuff as far as, I think, you know, we might get some backstory on what Maggie was doing when she was gone and some other, snippets, maybe some more on Daryl and Merle. Maybe we'll get Michael Rooker back for a minute.
Maggie? It
would be cool.
Maggie May?
No.
So Netflix also announced a Sonic the Hedgehog show following Sonic Saving the Multiverse. It'll be an animated series called Sonic Prime. It'll be 24 episodes aimed at kids, families, and longtime fans. It will be a journey of self-discovery and redemption.
That could be good. I mean, it's not like they haven't had a bunch of Sonic TV shows because they keep cranking out a new one every couple years.
Yep.
And the movie was actually pretty good. The hokiness that they made James Marsden do.
That's the one with Jim Carrey, right? As the bad guy?
Yeah, he was Dr. Robotnik. He was horrible. Other than that, the movie was pretty good.
Yeah.
But Jim Carrey, it was like his impression of Biden he was doing. It was just so over the top. It was like, dude, now you're just an old guy trying to act young and crazy like Fire Marshal Bill. And it worked when you were 25 and doing Fire Marshal Bill, but not.
He's
somebody that could potentially actually be Fire Marshal Bill now.
How old is he now?
He's in his 50s.
How old is Jim Carrey? I'm curious. He is 59, actually.
Mm.
He's an old man. Walker Texas Ranger debuted. It was the CW's highest viewership since October 9th, 2018. The episode of The Flash titled Nora.
Oh.
Yeah. It all ties together.
It does.
It all comes back to The Flash.
That was a good one. Was that? Oh, no. That was after Runaway Dinosaur. So
yeah,
when Nora
that was when but... his daughter, I think they introduced her as his daughter.
Got it.
From the future. Frasier is, they're talking about a revival show. And when they say revival, they mean reboot at Paramount Plus. If it's greenlit, it'll start production in this summer.
Do you think it's going to be his kid? And he's going to be the old guy?
Yeah, so there was one of the scripts that had been floating around. Kelsey Grammer had actually floated doing the show again and kind of reverting to like him being the older guy and his kid being,
you know, Oliver, I think was his kid's name, right?
No. I just remember his wife's name was Lilith.
Yeah, but that was on Cheers. She was his ex-wife on that, on Frasier.
But I don't remember his kid's name. Didn't he get together with his producer? Because isn't that how it always
with Roz? Went? No, that was his brother.
Right. Niles.
Niles got together with Roz. They were always a thing.
Yes. I really hate that I have to do this, but apparently it's the 25th anniversary of the Friends episode, the one after the Super Bowl. So that's in the news. Yeah. Yay for us. So that's the one that had all the like stars pop up on it. Jean-Claude Van Damme, Julia Roberts. They all had a bit part in it.
Oh, that's why I keep seeing their names in my
my
newsfeed. I haven't clicked on any of those.
So there's a book out. There's an oral history on the game-changing Friends episode Michael Lembeck has written. And he said that, Michael Lembeck is the director, I believe, of that episode. Yes. So he's quoted here as saying that the episode with Jean-Claude did not go smoothly. He said he's unprepared and arrogant, but this is the story I want to share. We shoot him and Jennifer first. Then she walks over to me and says, Lem, would you do me a favor and ask him not to put his tongue in my mouth when he's kissing me? I tell him everything is great, but it's a tight shot, so maybe let's not do that. Then we're shooting a scene later with Courtney. Here comes Courtney walking toward me saying, Lem, can you please tell him not to put his tongue in my mouth? I couldn't believe it. I had to tell him again, but a little firmer. Anyone surprised?
No, that was right. He was right off Time Cop, man. He was it.
He was hot.
Or was that Double Impact days? I don't remember. One of those.
Might be Double Impact days. So also speaking again, about the Julia Roberts cameo, who was dating Matthew Perry at the time.
Good for him.
They asked her what?
It's a good for him.
Yeah, he shot out of his. Well, he was a handsome young man back then. And drugged out of his mind.
Yeah. Weren't we all in the mid 90s?
So, executive producer Kevin Bright and writer Alexa June recalled how the Pretty Woman star agreed to guest spot. Mr. Bright? Yes, Mr. Bright said, do you know the story of how we got her? Matthew asked her to be on the show. She wrote back to him, write me a paper on quantum physics and I'll do it. My understanding is that Matthew went away and wrote a paper and faxed it to her that day. The writer said, yeah. The writer said they may have met before the episode, but she was interested in him from afar because he's so charming. There was a lot of flirting over faxing. Fax flirting. Fax flirting we're talking about here.
Well, you did what you had to do back then, man.
She was giving him these questions like, why should I go out with you? And everyone in the writer's room helped him explain to her why. He could do pretty well without us, but there was no question we were on Team Matthew and trying to make it happen for him. Wow.
Good for him, man.
I mean,
see, it wasn't flirting. Until he got off the drug that everybody stopped liking him.
Yeah. Let me see.
He's still in one of my favorite movies. There are two of them, The Whole 10 Yards.
I loved both of those movies.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, I really did. Tiny bit of Star Wars news. Cal Kestis's lightsaber from the video game, Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah.
Will be in Galaxy's Edge this fall. You'll be able to.
Didn't you make his lightsaber though?
You did in the game,
right?
But and it had many customizable parts to make it a little bit more how you like it.
Right. That's why I've seen things about that before, and I don't understand how you make his because he has whatever one you give him.
Yeah, basically. But it's his.
Okay. And that's what they said.
More money.
Got it.
Daisy Ridley. Apparently cried her eyes out when Rise of Skywalker wrapped filming. And so did a lot of us, but for different reasons.
Did she know how bad it was going to be?
No. She was very emotional.
Did she say, this is so bad, they're going to retcon all of this storyline in about 2 years?
They have a bond, she said.
Actually, not even 2 years, a year.
No. So, well, that's my next question is, do you think it's being rebooted? There's been a lot of stuff being kicked around about that, and JJ apparently has footage, like actual film of the three of them, the big three, in some kind of a scene together. So there was a reunion scene filmed that they can put out there that won't be CGI'd. That would be kind of cool.
Well, yeah, but I mean, is it going to be coherent to the story that we're going to be telling by that point, right?
Well, they could go back and use the timey-wimey thing from Rebels and change a lot of stuff.
They could. I saw a lot of people freaking out because Pedro Pascal said there's going to be a time jump and the internet bit his head off. based on that, saying, why is Star Wars getting into time travel? And I was like, no, it's probably just going to be like 1 year later.
Right. Well, better that he better that he gets some flack right now than his co-star.
Well, look, she's got both sides.
She does. Everybody loves her.
There's, well, it's funny. There's an anti-Gina Carano, and there's a everybody loves what's her name?
Cara Dune.
Cara Dune. We love Cara Dune, and we hate Gina Carano.
Oof.
So there's two different sides to that that Twitter war going on.
Right.
Because she just won't shut her mouth.
No.
Speaking of that, how's your boy Ray Fisher doing?
I actually haven't heard anything on him, so I'm going to like cross my fingers and go, yay, he's quiet right now.
That's good. Till the press stuff starts.
One of my favorite actors, Dolph Lundgren, he said Aquaman 2 is going to start filming in London this summer with the hope of releasing in 2022.
Okay. I think that was our time frame for it, right?
Yep. Also, Shazam 2 is going to start filming in May 2021 with a possible premiere of June 2nd, 2023. That's a really long way out, though.
See, here's the problem with what they did with Shazam. So all the stars are kids.
Right.
So, like, the kid playing Billy Batson at 15
right.
is going to be, like, 30.
Correct.
By the time they get to the second movie. Correct. And all the other, and one of them was, like, an 8-year-old girl that's now going to be, like, a middle teen by the time they get around to filming this movie. Because the last one was filmed in, what, 2017?
Yes.
So, like, all these kids are going to be 5 years older, which doesn't work when you're trying to get that to line up without a worthless time jump.
And they have to work around Black Adam, right? Because The Rock is in every movie between now and 2023.
Well, I don't know how much he's in Shazam 2. He's not the star or the main villain. That's for Shazam 3.
Not yet.
Right. But given DC's time frame, Shazam 3 won't come out until 2035.
Right, because I'm also pretty sure that The Rock might possibly pop up at WrestleMania either this year or next year. If they can get a live crowd, I don't think they're going to be able to get a big full stadium by April.
Yeah.
Then they'll probably wait to use him the following year to get that loud crowd reaction. I think he's going to do like one more. He could do whatever the hell he wants at this point.
He doesn't need to do anything for wrestling again.
No, but he will because he loves it.
Yeah. I mean, he has a sitcom coming out soon.
He does. About his life.
Yeah, it looks horrible.
Really?
Young Rock?
Is Kevin Hart playing him as Young Rock?
No. We're getting multiple age levels of him, though. You get the 15-year-old with the full mustache from that one famous picture of him.
Right.
And then you get him as a little kid.
So it's like Everybody Loves Chris, only worse. Like way worse and not funny.
It looks like it's Everybody Loves Chris meets Young Sheldon.
Oh, I haven't watched that.
Yeah, that's for the best.
Okay.
Though it is fun that on what's the show? On Big Bang Theory, his mom was played by Lori, what's her name, that plays Jackie on Roseanne?
Sure.
Her daughter plays the mom on Young Sheldon.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
So literally looks like her when she was young playing the mom. It's pretty cool.
That is kind of neat.
And then Annie Potts plays grandma.
Oh, Annie Potts. I remember her from Ghostbusters and Designing Women.
Yeah.
Ooh. Deep cut.
Hey, everybody loved Delta Burke back then.
Yeah.
And everybody loves what Jean Smart now, so.
Yes.
She was great on Legion and Watchmen.
Yes, she was.
You didn't watch either one of those?
No. No. DC's Constantine and Blue Beetle are getting animated shorts to be paired with DC movies. Their four animations that they're putting out is Kamandi, The Losers,
yep.
Constantine and Blue Beetle for release in 2021 and 2022. Constantine's going to be like the anchor of the four of those, the main draw.
Weren't these supposed to be shorts that were coming out with their animated movies, right?
Yeah.
Because it is Sergeant Rock already, I think.
Right. I believe that's the way it's going to go.
The Losers, is that the same characters as the movie they did with Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Chris Evans? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there was Sergeant Rock and Easy Company, which was always a great, super cool comic.
I do actually remember that comic.
And it depends on which Blue Beetle they do as to how much I like it. There's three.
Right. I know there was one in Smallville.
That was Jamie Reyes. That's not the good one.
Okay.
That was the last one that they introduced during Infinite Crisis.
And there was one on Amazon Prime. Oh, no, that was The Tick, wasn't it?
That was The Tick, which was fantastic.
Yeah, Peter Serafinowicz. Right.
Was great as The Tick. I mean, nobody can touch Putty.
That was pre-podcast days for me, so I wasn't into it.
Yeah, The Tick was... It's still on Amazon.
So is Eureka. God, season 5.
I'm sure.
So before I go into the Marvel stuff, I have a bone to pick with Disney. I do. I'm gonna off-road and take a bone to pick. Disney Plus has a series coming out in about a month. The Mighty Ducks TV series is coming out in March.
Okay.
And we saw the trailer. We mentioned it before. And then after watching a trailer once or twice, I realized what exactly they're doing. And I have a huge problem with this. In that world now, the Mighty Ducks have now become the Hawks from the first movie.
Right.
Okay. So if you suck and you're not good at hockey, like the Mighty Ducks were originally, you're not allowed to play for the Ducks anymore. They don't let you on because they're all about, you know, being good and big, you know, big time in now.
Right.
So Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls.
Bringing it back around.
All the way around. Is starting a team of misfits where they have to go to an ice rink where there's an old man working on a Zamboni. He's not old because he doesn't age. But Gordon Bombay is going to put together a team of misfits to take down the Ducks. It's literally the first movie stretched out over a TV series with the roles reversed.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Why? Yeah. Why not do something original? You're going to make everybody hate the Ducks at first now?
To be fair, I'm pretty sure everybody just got really excited about a show called Cobra Kai.
Hey.
That was basically the first Karate Kid movie flipped for the first season.
Okay. But if you've already done that, why would you go and do that again?
Well, they didn't do that. People. YouTube Red did that.
Right. But no. I'm against it. I'll watch it and I'll probably love it. But right now, I think it's a stupid idea.
Like this is the theater the theater company that made the live action remake of The Lion King for no good reason other than to develop the technology for The Mandalorian.
I'm okay with that. What technology are they developing now? Like to de-age Gordon Bombay because Emilio Estevez hasn't aged in 10 years?
It's crazy. 20.
20.
That movie's got to be 30 years old almost, right?
Actually, yeah, because the Ducks started hockey in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, I think it was the 90s. If Brett were here, Brett would correct me. So yeah, that's my bone. I think it's kind of shitty personally.
Yeah. It's a Disney thing. It's kind of what they do.
Yeah. So we were talking before we started, we were talking during the first version of this show tonight that didn't broadcast for like 30 seconds. set photos from Thor 4 have started to leak out. I do not have them. I'm still learning how to work this new program that we're using. So Google that if you want. It does not look like Thor's fat anymore.
I would hope not the way that I saw him working out.
No.
By the way, it was 92 was when 92. The Mighty Ducks came. So it's going to be almost 30 years.
Wow. Wow. Maybe he's racking up some of that Tiger's blood.
I think it's the Estevez and the family.
Estevez blood? Yeah.
It's not the Sheen. It's the Estevez.
So
Thor 4 did some stuff, right?
Thor, blah, blah. There's some set photos of that. There's set photos of Star-Lord with new armor on the set. Guardians of the Galaxy starts filming in the UK later this year.
Do you think Disney set all this up and the pandemic just so all these movies' timelines finally line up in real time?
Yes.
From when Endgame finished?
Yes. Yes. You just stumbled upon that's it. Like, now we're going to get shut down because, like, we figured it out.
Because by the time they start going in real time again, it's going to be 5 years after Infinity War came out.
Yes, it is. And then Ryan Coogler, who directed Black Panther.
Fruitvale Station.
And Creed. Has signed on with Disney now to do a Black Panther, or well, not Black Panther, but a Wakanda TV series, which I think is huge news.
All right.
And he's also going to oversee other TV shows. So he's not just sticking with the Wakanda. He's going to do other TV shows.
His production company signed a 5-year deal with Disney, right?
Yep. Yep.
So did they make any announcements about the Wakanda show? Is it going to be like a Dora Milaje or just...
No, they haven't said. At least
Street Vendors of Wakanda?
Yes. They're going to tell the story of bringing the Starbucks and the Olympics to Wakanda.
Nice.
As they joked in the movie. No, but that's a really good thing. I mean, that's a huge thing. I think there's a lot they can do within Wakanda. You can go back. You can go forward. You can catch up to the timeline. There's so much they can do in there. I think it's really awesome. Plus, as a way for you to bring Michael B. Jordan in.
Mm-hmm. I think you could do a cool storyline there where you go back to when the tribes were together and how they split.
Yep.
And how you got the mountain with M'Baku's tribe and the ones riding the rhinos.
Yeah.
And how I think that would be pretty cool.
I think it would be awesome. There was a new image from the Hawkeye TV show. That showed his quiver has a shield logo on it.
Hasn't it always had a shield logo on it?
I don't know if always, but they focused on that, which brings me to the rumor of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. being revived.
Oh.
Or if not revived, bringing those characters into the MCU officially, since they're technically not. So when they were filming their finale, they were prevented from using the term or the word sword because of WandaVision.
Right.
So while they were in space, they probably were sword. They just couldn't put any, pictures or anything like that or mention it. Apparently,
right.
There's a line of dialogue cut that has, what was his name?
Daisy. No. Coulson. Mac.
No.
Fitz.
The dude. Daisy's dude. From
which Agent one?
Carter. From Agent.
Oh, the one from Agent Carter, Susan.
Yes.
I was like, I don't know.
No.
Grant Ward.
Oof.
Leo, the guy, the fire dude.
Yeah.
Lincoln. That was his name. She was a whore, basically. Is what we're getting at.
But I liked her. I really liked her a lot. I like her now.
Me too. She got the Rona.
Yeah, she did. She did. She got it pretty good. She got it pretty good. All right. So this is the part of the show. Nope, that's stop camera. This is the part of the show where we start to go into WandaVision stuff. So because of the WandaVision stuff, today I'll go here.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's kind of freaky, isn't it? A little bit.
It's a good one.
Yeah. I like that one.
It's like a picture of Ray Ray and Ange, and you're just right there.
Oh, that's so funny. You got jokes. Oh, if you were watching, he'd love that. So I'll clip it
and send it to him.
Thanks so much. Before we get to the spoiler part, but we are, if you have not seen episode 4 of WandaVision, I would get out in the next maybe minute or so. Showrunner Jack Schaefer said in an interview with the Playlist, that while he was addressing the impatience some fans may be feeling about the pace of the show. We talked about that the last 2 weeks that people, while a lot of people love it, there were a lot of people that were like, it's too slow. It sucks.
Right.
She said every episode going forward has something exciting in it. It's a wild ride from here on out. It can be argued that every episode has something exciting to this point. But Schaefer seems to be hinting that something bigger is coming up around the bend. When asked if audiences should be reading between the lines of the commercials, She replied simply, yes. So, which we've been doing as we've been,
right,
as we've been going.
Except for last week's. Week three was a weird commercial, the Hydra soap.
Yeah, yeah. I still think that that had something to do with Coulson, because I wanted to have had something to do with Coulson.
Right.
So, what did you think of the show?
Well, I'll give you the outsider perspective first. So my wife, who's been struggling through it, was pissed when this episode ended. She was like, no, I'm good now. I'm in. I'm invested.
Right.
Why did the episode just end?
Oh.
So finally tied enough in that, like, she's ready to watch the rest of the show now.
And it was too short.
Yeah. And I mean, I thought it was good. It was nice seeing Darcy again. I like Jimmy Woo. I'm glad we got Monica's backstory as far as what happened to her while she was there, but I feel like they still left some stuff out about when she was there.
I feel that part was rushed. I enjoyed the show, but I feel the pacing was a little rushed.
Yeah, and then I'm trying to figure. I feel like you didn't have to make it into a half hour.
No,
but I thought seeing the reaction of what happened when people came back from the snap was awesome.
Yes, love
getting that time frame was great. Like to know, okay, so this is officially like about a month after Endgame.
Yep,
which you know means that Wanda has been dealing with Vision dying for only a month.
Right.
With being actually the one who killed him for only a month.
Well, apparently, so I don't know. I
sent it to you.
What? So there's a comment asking if we saw the mid-season trailer. I purposely did not watch that before the show. I am going to watch it after the show. Did you watch it?
I watched they released one. I think they did a new one today, but I watched one a few days ago.
Right.
Is it the one from a few days ago? Or is there another one since then?
I think she's talking. No, they released one today specifically. She means.
Oh, I did not see that. I heard there was a big spoiler in there.
That's why I stopped.
Potentially, but I feel like I've seen that clip because I read what it was. And I feel like I've seen that before. At least that clip from it. I think that was in the one I saw over the weekend. I'm excited for where it's going to go. I mean, we're going to get more decades. I think it's going to get more. There's going to be more and more glitches as the weeks progress, as everybody starts to kind of break out of things.
So you saw in the episode, they teased the cosmic radiation thing that will tie to the Fantastic Four eventually. Like they're kind of setting the seeds for that. Right. Cause isn't that what turns them into.
Yeah. Cosmic rays, but that was in outer space.
Right.
I mean, they're finally getting to the point where Wanda has her reality bending powers and her hex abilities, which they never really delved into. She just kind of had some telekinesis stuff and a little bit of mind control, but that's like the smallest part of her powers in the comics.
Did you notice that at the beginning part where Monica was going through with the guy from S.W.O.R.D., where he said they still have some space, they still have some astronauts missing?
Yeah.
Could be the Fantastic Four.
It could be.
Because, I mean, dropping that line and then dropping the cosmic ray line later on was kind of cosmic radiation. That's what it was. Cosmic radiation.
Yeah, I mean, so, that'd be cool to pull that in. I saw today somebody actually put together a clip from when the Hulk snapped in Endgame and did a side-by-side with the beginning of this.
Oh, really?
To where Monica starts to reappear right after the snap.
No
and
shit.
They did like a side by side of it to like right when Clint starts getting the phone call from his wife in Endgame is right when she's totally back and like running through the hospital.
Oh, that's got to be cool.
It was all real time. It was pretty neat.
Right. So the episodes were different. So when Darcy was watching them with Jimmy, they were different and there were edits that from what they were seeing.
Yeah, which is also the part that I didn't understand is how long were the episodes? Were they running on repeat? Did they get like a full season?
I think it's that specific episode. Like, I feel like they were watching, what we're seeing.
Yeah, but I feel like they were watching the TV and making things try and happen for more than an hour and a half.
Okay.
Right? Because, like, the dude from S.W.O.R.D. came and went.
Right.
Darcy had time to get a real TV after tuning in.
So they're watching a whole, like...
This is what I'm trying to figure out, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that makes sense.
Are they getting it in real time? Whereas we're getting the snips into, like, a 20-minute episode.
Right.
Are they getting Vision's trip to work and Wanda and Agnes at home?
I think they are.
A full day?
I think they are from some of the way the dialogue. Some of the sensors... the first sensor that popped up was with Dottie when she was talking to Dottie by the pool and Jimmy made contact with her.
Because you didn't see her hand with the blood.
No. But
she didn't edit out the helicopter.
No, she didn't, which ends up being a drone. And
it
then
converted once it came through.
Right. There's some theories going on that Dottie Jones is actually the Witch Arcana.
Okay.
And cause she's married to Phil Jones on the show, and in the comics, Phil Jones is married to Arcana. Yes.
I don't remember Arcana.
Ah, well,
she was a Doctor Strange.
Gotcha.
Person, I think.
Gotcha. Let's see. What did Brandy just say? I think Wanda censored what they are watching since she is on to people trying to break into her world. I wouldn't. It's either Wanda or possibly Mephisto or.
I'm pretty sure it's Wanda.
Okay.
So they did release. Paul Bettany said something that there was a end credit scene from Endgame that they cut.
Yes. Yes.
So it's supposed to set up WandaVision.
Yes. I was going to mention this.
And it was the end credit scene is they went to a morgue and showed Wanda Vision's body that looked just like when he flashed into the all gray with the piece missing from his head.
Right.
That's what she saw at the end of that. That would have then prompted her to do what she did.
Right. Right. Or the censoring could be happened from outside Wanda's world, but we're not sure. I don't think so. That's just one of the, I'm glancing at theories. I don't think so. It definitely, this is said that it may be Hydra or some other secret organization has infiltrated S.W.O.R.D. The Hydra soap commercial is one of the most obvious references to Wanda's past, aside from the Von Strucker watch ad. That's sounds like a stretch, which I believe. Tyler Hayward, the head of S.W.O.R.D., shares a last name with Hydra experiment Brian Hayward, a super soldier who appeared in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. As of now, they don't share a connection on the show.
Yeah, I think the MCU is pushed aside Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Unfortunately, yes.
You can't take anything that happened to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as
yeah, unfortunately,
canon anymore. Because they didn't even do the time jump.
No.
On Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They referenced Infinity War.
Right, but they also weren't allowed to use the word quantum realm either.
Right. They referenced Infinity War, and that was the last time I really heard about it. And then all of a sudden, S.H.I.E.L.D.'s still there, and Max, the director.
Right.
Which there's no way you leave that out of the cinematic universe.
No.
You know, well, that's... as to why Nick Fury and Maria Hill are still running around. And we're, you know, because Maria Hill never went away.
No, that's got to be another separate
timeline. Probably from when they went to the future.
Right. Right.
And they came back to a different timeline based on the Endgame time travel theory.
So Jimmy Woo has a whiteboard that we got to see.
Right.
And it's split up into five parts. One part is what S.W.O.R.D. knows so far. He wrote down that they've learned everyone living within a 5-mile radius of Westview has selective amnesia, as you know, as he talked to the cops outside of the town, and they didn't know what the hell Westview was.
Well, no, they're from Eastview.
They know from Eastview. Right. let me see. What else did he say? They've determined the energy signatures and cosmic radiation they've detected have all been triangulated on Westview itself. Thankfully, given them on one location to monitor. And the final item listed is somewhat hard to make out, as part of it is on the fringes of what is seen on screen. It could be origin, location unknown, perhaps signifying that they have yet to find the source of the energy field.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they know the source because they didn't realize what how powerful Wanda is.
Right. This is also, who is Jimmy Woo looking for in the witness protection person, and how do they relate to the character side of the sitcom show? That, I believe, is in here also, and was, let me see if I get to that. As far as what S.W.O.R.D. doesn't know, Jimmy wrote on the whiteboard four big questions. Why hexagonal shape? That would be Wanda's powers, right?
Yeah, because she has hex powers.
Yep.
So it's most likely just a reference to her hex.
Okay. Why sitcoms? Why is everything being narrated to them back in a sitcom form? That's a good question.
I feel like that all ties to her as a little kid in Sokovia, and that's what was on the TV, was old reruns of U.S. television.
Okay. I like that.
So that's what she grew up with, and that's her safe place.
Same time and space. So are they in the same time and space because they're jumping time?
Well, that's what I was just talking about, right? Like, how does that, like, they're all still there and everything, and Wanda's just morphing the whole town.
Right.
With her reality, you know, swaps. But how long has it been happening? Because, like, Phil, the neighbor, not Phil.
Yeah, the guy that cut the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Phil.
Oh, okay. He knows what's going on. It seems like they've been there a long time.
Okay.
Right? Not like a couple days. So it's hard to say how it, if they're experiencing it in like decade after decade, or if it's really just like the span of 2 days or 3 days. Like,
right. And Jimmy's fourth question is Vision alive? Herb. Herb is the guy next door. Not
Herb. That was it.
Yes. Thank you, Dave. Is Vision alive? No, I don't believe Vision is alive. I believe that either she's projecting from the body she saw that we didn't see from that scene, or that's actually the body.
And that she's animating it.
And she animated it, which is really creepy.
I think that's more what you're getting, because honestly, let's remember Vision's main power is he can go through.
Yep.
Right? He hasn't done that yet.
No.
He just runs really fast.
Which is a mirror to what her brother used to be able to do.
Right.
So she may be projecting that to Vision as a remembrance of her brother.
Could be.
Jimmy also wrote down the failed attempts to contact Wanda, the drone, the beekeeper.
No, but I remember them saying they sent over like a crap load of drones.
Yep.
So I'm wondering if we'll see that at some point.
I guess they didn't technically send Geraldine over. She just kind of got sucked in.
Yeah.
Are the Skrulls possibly behind this? He wrote that on his whiteboard.
So if here's my question with that, right? So if we're not sure what's going on with the Skrulls, so is Nick Fury working on his own? Because we got that tease at the end of Far From Home, right?
Right, right.
Where Nick Fury's with the Skrulls in space. So is that not S.W.O.R.D. then? Who's that? Like, how's that tied in?
I guess was that made for us to believe it was S.W.O.R.D. and then this is something showing us something different?
I don't know.
Near the bottom of the whiteboard, Agent Wu has listed even more questions regarding the sitcom's nature of Westview's new existence. Is there an audience viewing these episodes somewhere? What is the purpose of the commercials intercutting the show and the lives of the people in town?
I'd have to go back and check what happens right before each commercial.
Yeah.
Like, is it like, does Wanda, does something happen to Wanda that then we cut to a commercial?
Yeah, I would have to watch that. Oh, whoa. All right, Jack. I think Jack was somehow disconnected. Oh, wait, here he comes.
Yeah, I was just kidding. Just kidding.
Hi, Jack.
Yeah, I pushed a button. I was trying to push chat, and I might have pushed something different. that's what I want to see is how that works with if there was something happening right before. So, like, maybe she goes to sleep, and these are her nightmares. And because she's in that state, she's turning them into commercials.
So as far as who is the witness protection person, a couple of the theories is that one of them, it's Ralph, Agnes's husband, hasn't shown up yet. Could be Harold Copter, known as Jones in the Westview bubble. The first line, hold on, here's something from Dave. Let's read that. The first line in the whole series is you and your flying saucers before the line about his indestructible head, trying to imagine how that might fit in.
Hmm.
That they were saying before we got to see his head destroyed, people were saying that was a play on the head, you know, he had an indestructible head and now he doesn't.
Well, but the saucers,
that could be.
I don't know other than. No, because she was throwing rocks at Thanos, right?
Yep. She threw everything at Thanos.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that. Maybe that will play in. We'll see.
Yeah. The missing person is definitely not just a random thing. Like, they don't. That's something that they definitely don't do.
It's going to be somebody from San Francisco, right? So is it going to be. Is it Ghost?
I don't know.
Who goes in and out of the quantum realm, right?
Yeah, but why would she be doing this?
I'm just trying to think of who else would be on the West Coast, because every movie we've seen so far is
Ant-Man,
East Coast based.
Wasp.
Right, but I don't think it'd be any of them.
His wife? What you call it? Pym's Wasp? Wife? No,
Janet?
Pym's wife. Yeah, Janet.
Yeah. She was the original Wasp. She's a Wasp.
Yeah, she could be a Wasp.
I don't know. I don't know if it would be one of them or if it would be, you know, like maybe one of the bad guys from there, but I don't know how they'll play that in. Maybe it's Venom. Venom was from San Francisco.
Oh.
It's not.
No.
Though if Tom Hardy shows up, I'll lose my shit.
We would have found out by now. He would have leaked that.
No, there's some big cameo that we have not found out yet.
Yes, I do.
Paul Bettany said it.
Yeah.
He said, I can't believe this hasn't leaked.
It would really blow my mind if it was either Brie Larson as Captain Marvel, which I don't believe, or, I mean, if it was Robert Downey Jr. I mean, that's the what you hope, but he doesn't really tie into this.
It could be Paul Rudd.
Yeah. All right. So before I go to the Easter eggs, because I know we're close to the end, here's four biggest theories and questions answered real fast. Is S.W.O.R.D. making sentient weapons in WandaVision?
No.
No?
Okay. I don't think so.
Why do Wanda and Vision have to stay in Westview? Well, that's, you know, kind of the question of the whole show right now.
I think that's Wanda. That's where she built the bubble. And if that's how far her power stretch out, right?
But why
is that hexagon is how far she can project.
So why there? Is that close to where the morgue was? Is that close to where the Avengers compound was?
Right, that we don't know yet.
Okay. Is Scarlet Witch controlling all of Westview's neighbors?
Actually, is that anywhere near the fort that
that Tony and
yeah.
Maybe?
Where Cap went in season and Winter Soldier, where he and Black Widow went?
That's like,
That's Jersey.
Like North Jersey, I think.
Isn't Westview North Jersey?
I think we tried this last week and I messed it up. I think I looked at Westview, New Jersey, and I was like, oh, it's like 20 minutes away.
Oh, yeah, you looked at Westville.
Yeah, it's up by Hackensack. So it's up way up.
Yeah.
So that's maybe. Is Scarlet Witch controlling all of Westview's neighbors?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Is Vision alive or dead in WandaVision? I say dead.
I agree.
Okay. Why is Scarlet Witch making a sitcom in WandaVision? That, again, you explained that, Al. I think you explained that pretty well. I like that idea. Westfield, New Jersey is exit 135 on the Garden State Parkway.
Okay, where is? Let's see.
That's way, 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 way up there. Yeah. I mean, not way, 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 but that's up by, I'm looking now. Let me pull them.
So up. The fort was in Fort Lee, Camp Lehigh was in Wheaton, New Jersey.
Wheaton?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. How do you spell Wheaton, New Jersey?
Wheat on.
Oh, wheat on. Oh, that doesn't show up as a place. Wheaton Place?
I don't know. Maybe it is in Marvel. It could all be a lie.
Right. Well, that's.
But I'm wondering if that ties into that, right?
So if it's Wheaton Place is up in Rutherford, New Jersey, which is 8 miles away from Westview, New Jersey.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So if we're looking at which this is all the way up above New York, like it's basically across from the Bronx.
So that would track for where that was based on the original Captain America movie, right? So,
yep.
If that's
wow,
now that could all tie this together, right? Where you get she saw the body there, and Camp Lehigh is within that bubble,
possibly.
Or right outside that bubble,
possibly. All right. So the Easter eggs, while we're running. Run a little long on this snowy Monday. Monica Rambeau, obviously, you can hear Carol Danvers' voice. Actually, I didn't hear it. I'm just taking the word of this. She says Lieutenant Trouble in a kind of a voiceover when she reappears. The drone that Monica sends into Westview features Captain Marvel colors, but I also thought it was, I mean, red and yellow are kind of hers also, but I think everybody thought it was Iron Man.
Or Vision.
Colors? Yeah.
Maybe we've been seeing that. Even the jump rope that she turned the line into had the same colors that that turned into.
Is it possible that Monica made it through Wanda's energy field because of her latent powers that have not shown yet?
Ooh. I would buy that.
Okay. Monica wakes up from the blip in room 104 in the hospital. Room 104 doesn't have any significant Captain Marvel history, but Avengers number 104 is a potentially interesting connection that has the Avengers and the X-Men teaming up to fight mutant hunting sentinels who have strapped Wanda to a machine that will cause a solar flare that will sterilize humans.
That's really stretching, I feel like.
Yep. Maria Rambeau died of cancer between Infinity War and Endgame.
Right.
Sword, we know, is the headquarters. This is another thing that says he's tied to the Brian Hayward, who is a villain on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I think that's a stretch, too. Anyone else think that the blue, black, and white Sword color scheme could be teasing a Fantastic Four connection?
No, I think that's the color scheme for Sword.
Okay.
And S.H.I.E.L.D. I mean, right? It's the same color scheme.
I don't know why they bother putting this on here. The name of the Sword agent with Darcy when she first discovers the broadcast is Agent Monty doesn't ring any Marvel bells. Westview. Okay, so here's the Westview. Westview is indeed in northern New Jersey, most likely Bergen County. If this is from Den of Geek that I'm getting this.
Okay.
If we have this right, the Route 2 Monica is driving on to get to Westview off exit 32 no longer exists. And may now be known as Route 17, which runs through both New York and New Jersey. The Eastview Sheriff's vehicle number is 1966. If you look at those numbers closely, the 9 and the 6 don't appear to be different numerals. And what's a 9 but an inverted 6, meaning that this is a low-key, continuing the recurring 666 motif that keeps popping up in the show?
That's they're digging. They're deep. They're deep on that one.
Wait, this one they're going to go deeper. The sheriff's deputies are from the town of Eastview. Mephisto is also known as Lucifer, as in Lucifer Morningstar. And the Satanic Bible says that as one of the princes of hell, Lucifer's domain is in the east. Oh boy!
Wow.
They dug for that.
Yeah, they're really bored. They might have been snowed in already. That writer.
Yeah. Jimmy Woo pulling out his card with the close-up magic tick was a fantastic callback to Ant-Man.
Yeah, well, he was learning it. He sent away. He did the lessons.
The CMBR, we talked about that. Mm-hmm. The Big Bang energy cosmic stuff. According to Darcy, there are other episodes of WandaVision show that have aired before the first and second episodes, not to mention the glances she got prior to the first episode. That asks a part of your question from earlier. Is the beekeeper alive or dead?
Did they say?
No, he's just referred to as Agent Franklin.
I mean, we saw them get rewound, but we don't know what happened to him when it got rewound.
Correct. They revealed some real names of citizens of Westview. Herb's real name is John Collins. Mrs. Hart's real name is Sharon Davis. Apparently she also shows up, Kitty from that 70s show. Deborah Jo Rupp. Yeah. She shows up later in this series, apparently.
God, I hope when they make fun of that 70s show.
Here's another one. I've seen that the beekeeper is the ice cream guy from episode 3. Okay. I like that. While a lot of the glitches appear to be censored from the broadcast of the sitcom, the file on Mr. Hart shows the entire stop it moment he was shown in its entirety. The end credits song is Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix. The lyrics certainly hint different in the context of the show, like creating your own island, stealing the time of others, and seeing the dead in a new world. They really, really dug deep for these, didn't they? The final moments of this show sure would appear to point towards a House of M scenario where Wanda has lost all control, but that seems a little too easy now, doesn't it? So that's the Easter eggs. Wow, they went, that was really deep, like deeper than anything else we've gotten, Easter egg wise. So we got what, 4 episodes left of WandaVision?
It's a 9 episode series.
5 episodes left of WandaVision?
A lot left.
5. How many episodes? That's like 2 seasons of Eureka for me.
Oh my God.
But
I mean, I can't really talk, but I'm watching Always Sunny for the first time.
I didn't make it out of season 3.
Oh my God, stopped. It's so good.
I know.
It's so good.
And I'm supposed to watch Trailer Park Boys, and I'm supposed to watch so many other things.
Nope, I never told you to watch Trailer Park Boys.
No, other people
Mine's have. The only list that matters, though.
Yes, I have a list. It's written. It's
I so text good. It to you weekly. You should have it somewhere.
Oh. I mean, I have to scroll backwards?
No, that's okay. Why I text it to you weekly.
Oh, text again. So that's all I have. You got anything?
No, I mean, you can check out. Hopefully, I'll be playing out soon. I'm trying to let the guys that are been hit a little harder by everything to get out there and get their live gigs first before I start digging in again. But you can see where I'm going to be at jackkidmusic.com, and you can check out my other podcast at Kid Talks everywhere.
Yeah, I've heard, let me go back to this for now. I've heard that, like that one better. I've heard that there's a lot of bands that are getting like full schedules in certain places. So that's good.
Yeah.
To start popping up. Always, you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitch, twitch.tv/GimzakTV, until I decide to change that name, finally. This looks like it's going to stick around a lot longer than the other thing we tried. We have the podcast is out. It's absolutely out on Spotify right now. The episodes come out at least within a week after we air the live episode. I am able to get the other one up. Having a really hard time at work right now with some shit going on, so it may be a little bit more delayed. These episodes will stay on Facebook for however long they stay on Facebook. They're on Twitch for a couple of weeks, and eventually I'm editing them up and I'm going to throw them on our YouTube channel. You can find us at Geek Spot News on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram, on the gram. We're on the gram.
We are.
We are on the gram. We're on the gram at, hold on. Nope. That's not it. I haven't switched the account on my phone yet. So I think it's like Geek. If you just Google Geek Spot News, you'll find us. Apple will approve the podcast eventually at some point because it's separate from the other one.
Yep.
And, you know, again, thank you everyone for commenting and stopping by. In 2 weeks, we're going to have a guest on. For sure, that I confirmed. He works for, I think it's, he does special effects up in Canada. We mentioned it before.
Yep.
And we'd like to get some of the people that watch the show to pop in and chit-chat stuff with us too. So reach out to Jack or myself. You can find us on Facebook.
Yeah. Thanks for joining in the chat as always.
Yes. We appreciate everybody. I don't have a closing thing.
Stay safe. Stay warm.
Yes. Be safe if you're in the snow areas.
And thanks for finding the geek spot. We'll see you next week.
Oh, see, you're on board with it now. I like it. Yeah, we're out.